Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
We discussed last night of the appearance of Sri Radha Kund and its supreme most exalted place in the hearts of all Gaudiya Vaishnavas. And of course, its supreme most exalted place in the hearts of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. As the centuries pass by, the exact location of Sri Radha Kund was forgotten. Although in the Vedic scriptures, especially the Padma Purana, as well as in the tradition of teachings in the great disciplic successions, the glories of Radha Kund were never forgotten. So when Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Vrindavan, he was especially anxious to locate Radha Kund and Shama Kund. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is beautifully explained how Lord Chaitanya was always aspiring to come to the holy land of Vrindavan. Can everyone hear? Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, we were explaining, when he first accepted initiation from Ishwarapuri in Gaya, he left all of his associates and secretly began running to Vrindavan. But then a celestial voice in the sky reminded him that, O Gauranga Mahaprabhu, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You have descended especially to disseminate the Yuga Dharma of the congregational chanting of the holy name. So first you go back to Navadvip and spread the glories of Harinam Sankirtan, and then at a later time you come to Vrindavan. So he went to Navadvip. And then after he took sannyas and left all of his beloved associates, including his own mother and wife, in Katwa, immediately sprung within his heart the great longing to come to Vrindavan. So he started traveling through the forest, dancing and chanting. But of course we know that Lord Nityananda understood the Lord's heart, that to please his devotees, he's willing to sacrifice all of his own desires, because that is ultimately his desire, to please his pure devotees. So Nityananda Prabhu, through so many means, diverted his path back to his devotees in Santipur. And then by the request of Sachi Devi, his mother, she explained, if you go to Vrindavan, my son, I will never hear from you or see you again. But Jagannath Puri is the place of Lord Jagannath. It is none different than Vrindavan. but it is so close, I will receive news from you. So on the request of his beloved mother, Sachi Devi, who was none other than Yashoda Mai in Sri Krishna's Leela, he resided in Jagannath Puri. And for many years, he was endeavoring to go to Vrindavan. But his associates, fearing that if he came to Vrindavan, he may never return, they in every way possible were postponing his trip, because he would not do anything or go anywhere without the blessings of the Vaishnavas. Such a glorious lesson this is, that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although he is the Supreme Truth, in the role of a devotee, he would not partake of any major undertaking in his life without first receiving the blessings of the Vaishnavas, the devotees of the Lord. So they would postpone. You can go, we cannot stop you, but why do you not wait until after Ratha Yatra? After Ratha Yatra. Why you not wait until after Janmashtami? After Janmashtami. You please wait until after Sarat Purnima, Govardhan Puja. We should wait until after Dola Yatra, Holi. You should wait until after Ram Navami. Soon, you should wait until after Ratha Yatra. So this went on for some years. Finally, the Lord expressed how deeply he was longing to see the beauty of the Vrindavan forest and to experience the atmosphere. So he began to leave. Actually, the first time he attempted to leave, everyone followed behind him. There were literally millions and millions and millions of people wherever he went. Every place he put his foot and left his foot dust print, people would thousands of people would take that dust. And in this way, there were just holes being dug wherever he stepped in the road. But Sanatan Goswami, when he first met him in Kanainatashala, Ramakeli, he explained that you should not go with so many people, my lord, because you will not be able to appreciate Vrindavan with so many millions of people. Better you just go yourself or with one other. So Mahaprabhu returned to Jagannath Puri. And finally, when he had the blessings of his devotees, he and his servant and one other assistant, Balabhadra Bhattacharya, they began to travel to Vrindavan. And it is explained that as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was walking through the forest paths, the ecstasy of his heart was increasing thousands of times. While walking through the forest paths, in the mood of giving the love of Vrindavan to all living beings, he induced the tigers and the deer and the elephants and the snakes and the rhinoceros and each and every blade of grass and every tree and every flower to chant the holy names of Krishna.
Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Krishna Krishna! Hare Hare! Hare Rama! Hare Rama! Rama Rama! Hare Hare!
And bestowed upon all living beings in the Jharikhanda forest the love of Vrindavan. And when he went through villages of people, sometimes very low-class criminals by caste, He induced them to all take the name of Krishna and bestowed upon them all the love of Vrindavan. When he came to Mathura, the ecstasy of his love multiplied by thousands of times greater. It describes in Bhakti Ratnakar that when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived, he first came to Mahavan, then he came to Ravala, then he came to Mathura. He bathed in Vishram Ghat. He stayed with the Sanodiya Brahman. He saw the beauty of the Adi Keshav deity. And there he began to dance and chant. And as he was leading the Sankirtan, all the residents of Mathura could understand that Lord Sri Krishna has returned again in this beautiful love, in this beautiful golden form, just to distribute the love that everyone is hankering and aspiring for in life, Krishna Bhakti. Then Mahaprabhu traveled through all the 12 forests of Vrindavan. And Kaviraj Goswami explains that the ecstasy of his love increased unlimitedly. And when he came to Govardhan Hill, when he first saw the first stone of Sri Giriraj, he immediately embraced it and began to weep and cry in great love, bathing the Shila with his tears. But in his heart, he was seeking that holiest of all holy places, Sri Shyamakund and Sri Radhakund. And he was inquiring from the local devotees and Brijvasis. But all of them, they responded that we do not know where is this Radhakund and Shyamakund. But in the scriptures it is explained the story, how it is in the area where Krishna killed Aristasura. At that time, this particular location was called Arishtagram. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came here, and in his heart of hearts, we can understand how intense his eagerness was to reveal to the world this holiest of all holy places. And then he saw two little reservoirs of water in paddy fields beside one another. And Lord Chaitanya, who is Radha and Krishna, who is the knower of everything, understood that this is Shyamakund and this is Radhakund. One may ask, why is it that he was searching if he knows everything, past, present, and future? But this is his lila. Because the transcendental bhava or ecstasy of separation increases the happiness of meeting. So the Lord, who is Mahaprabhu, Radha and Krishna in one form, is eternally creating various wonderful lila within himself only to increase his own ecstasies of love. And also, the Lord in the form of a devotee wanted to show the world how much anxious he was to reveal this holy place. So he bowed down with great humility and offered loving prayers to Sri Shyamakund and Sri Radhakund, those prayers we recited last night. And then he took his bath. And after taking bath, he took the mud of Sri Radhakund and he decorated his beautiful golden body with tilak. And he revealed to the world that this Radhakund is as dear to Krishna as Srimati Radharani herself, and that anyone in the proper devotional consciousness who bathes in this sacred lake will be given by the grace of Srimati Radharani a love of the same nature as her own. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to Jagannath Puri, he instructed the six Goswamis to come to Vrindavan, especially to perform his work. Lord Chaitanya told Srila Sanatana Goswami that you want to give up your life, but your life belongs to me. You cannot destroy another's property. I have much service that I want to perform through you. And one of those instructions that he gave Sanatana was to excavate the places of pilgrimage in Vrindavan and to reveal them to the world. This is his mission for all of the six Goswamis. Raghunath Das Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, personally gave him a place of residence near Govardhan Hill. When Lord Chaitanya gave him his own personal Govardhan Shila that he worshipped with great love, he explained, Raghunath understood that he is giving me residence near Govardhan Hill. So Raghunath Das Goswami, by the will of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, came here to reside on the banks of Sri Radha Kund. He is the Prayojana Guru. He is the Guru that reveals the highest state of ecstatic love, the love of the gopis in the mood of Madhurya Ras in Vrindavan. And our acharyas, they warn that ordinary devotees and even advanced devotees, it is not recommended that they live on the banks of Radha Kund. Better that they live near Govardhan and simply long and aspire for that ultimate perfection of life where they are qualified to live on the banks of Radha Kund, to be a part of the most confidential pastimes of the Lord. But Raghunath Das Goswami, by the will of Mahaprabhu, was revealing this highest principle of Braj Bhakti. So by the will of the Lord, he took residence here. While he was living at Radha Kund, it is explained he lived a very simple life, simply living under various trees, drinking the water, taking his bath, offering thousands of obeisances to the devotees, thousands of obeisances to the deities, chanting at least 2 lakhs of the names of Radha and Krishna every day, always immersed in divine remembrance of Radha and Krishna. Raghunath Das Goswami was thinking that this Radha Kund and Shama Kund, it was actually awakened in his heart. They are very small little ponds. They should be excavated into beautiful kunds so that pilgrims could come and receive the greatest benefit. But Raghunath, although he was son of multi-millionaire, he renounced everything. And he had absolutely no wealth, nor did he aspire for any wealth. But he had this desire in his heart. And purity is the force. Krishna knows the desire of his intimate associates. So it is explained that one devotee went to the Himalayas on pilgrimage to Badrinath, Badrikashram. He was a very wealthy man. And he was planning to give a very large donation for the temple of Badrinath. But while he was resting at night, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, appeared to him and told him that you should take your big deposit of money and you should go to Vrindavan and find the place called Radhakund, and you should see Raghunath Das Goswami, and you should renovate Radhakund and Shamakund under the direction of Raghunath Das Goswami. So this devotee, he immediately left Badrinath and he came to Brijbhumi, and here he found Raghunath Das Goswami, and Raghunath with great humility accepted his donation and arranged for him to renovate the Radhakund and Shamakund. So the same beautiful lakes that we see now were renovated under the direction of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. First, they made Radhakund, as we see, and then they began to renovate the Shamakund. And one night, just when they were beginning, Maharaj Yudhisthira appeared to Raghunath Das Goswami and told him that myself and my five brothers are always living on the banks of Shamakund in meditation, in the form of trees. Please do not cut us down. So therefore, Raghunath Das Goswami explained to the architects, you cannot cut down these five trees. So it is for this reason that Shamakund is shaped in a very irregular way. And one of those trees is still there, we will see later. After that time, so many great personalities would come and perform their bhajan here. One of them was Janava Mata, the eternal consort of Lord Sri Nityananda Prabhu. When she came to Vrindavan, she was greeted with great love by all of the Goswamis. In fact, Janavi Devi, after Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda left this world, she became the presiding acharya of all Gaudiya Vaishnavas. She was given the most precedence and influence of all. And where we are sitting at this very place, under this tree, is the Vaitak, the sitting place of Janavi Devi, where she performed her bhajan in the ecstasy of love on the banks of Sri Radhakund. And just behind this tree, you'll see there's steps going down. That is where she would take her bath each day in Sri Radhakund. Hari Bol.
Hari Bol.
I think there's a lecture going on in there, so we'll start kirtan. We should sing softly until we go by there. We'll go on to the next place. Nitai go premanandi.
Hari Hari Bol.
Che che
shri. Nitai.